们看路加福音二十二章第六十二节。
Please turn to Luke chapter 22, verse 62.
路加福音二十二章五十四节到六十二节。
Let's read from verse 54 to verse 62 in the book of Luke, chapter 22.
我们这里看到彼得，真软弱的时候。
Here records the time when Peter was weak.
我们很少人软弱到像彼得这样软弱。
Perhaps very few of us would be as weak as Peter was at this time.
我们内心的挣扎、痛苦，也可能没有像他这么痛苦过。
The struggle and pain within our heart, perhaps, is incomparable to that of Peter's.
他们捉耶稣的时候，彼得远远地跟着。
When Jesus was captured, Peter followed Christ from afar.
他跟着，但是远远的。
He followed, but it was afar.
这里我们可以看出他内心世界的挣扎。
Here we can see the struggle within his heart.
他晓得耶稣要跟。
He knew he must follow Christ.
但是他又不敢跟。
And yet he did not have the courage.
一定要跟，但是他有太多的软弱。
We must follow, but he was weak.
所以他就远远地跟着。
So he followed from afar.
这是跟从耶稣的一种。
This is one way to follow Christ.
这个跟那个在耶稣怀里的那个主所爱的门徒是很大大不同的。
And this is different from the way that the beloved of Christ follows him.
主所爱的门徒是靠在主的胸膛。
The disciple whom Jesus loved drew near to his bosom.
跟主耶稣没有什么距离的。
There is no distance between him and Christ.
所以他能够一直跟到十字架下。
So he could follow all the way at the bottom of the cross.
彼得呢？
What about Peter?
他也要跟。
He shall follow.
但他是远远的跟着。
But he did so from a distance.
然后在跟的时候，不是官府的人问他。
And did the soldier not ask him?
但是那个这个这些使女，这个好像跟事件没有什么关系，使女来问他。
But it was the maids who approached him.
那他就三次不认耶稣了。
And he denied Christ three times.
并且他极力的说我不是啊。
Not only so, he.Fervently said, no.
他是加利利来的。
He was from Galilee.
我们看三个福音书就晓得，人家说你就跟耶稣同伙的人嘛。
And we may see he wanted to live with Christ.
因为你讲的话我们就认出来嘛。
From your words, Peter, you said you want to live with Christ.
你的口音跟他一样嘛。
And what you say patterns after Christ.
他三次极力的否认耶稣。
But with firm determination, he denied Christ three times.
我们看第六十一节。
And then in verse 61.
主转过身来看彼得。主耶稣是不是常常转过身来看看你？
Does Jesus always turn backwards to look at you?
主耶稣这个眼神，你能够捕捉他当时耶稣的眼神吗？
Can you picture the eye of Jesus as you look back.
我很难想象耶稣用什么眼睛来看他。
I often ponder about what kind of eyes did Jesus use to look at Peter.
耶稣应该不是很生气的。
It should not be an angry one.
耶稣可能带着怜悯，但是也带着哀伤。
It perhaps includes a little bit mercy and sorrow.
耶稣也带着很大的慈爱。
And with great love.
这时候彼得就想起来。
And it is at this point that Peter remembered.
想起主对他所说的话。
Remember the word that Jesus told him.
想起主耶稣的对他的勉励。
Remember the encouragements that Jesus gave him.
想起主耶稣对他的期待。
And remember the expectations of Jesus from him.
这时候他还是很软弱。
But yet still he was weak.
主说你今日那个鸡叫已现，你要三次不认我。
Jesus said, "Before the rooster crows, you shall deny me three times."
这时候你怎么办呢？
What would you do?
你心里痛苦。
You would be bitter in your heart.
这么大的一个大男人，你要叫他怎么办呢？
What can we do with a grown man?
他出去了。
He went out.
他不敢面对耶稣。
He did not dare to face Jesus.
你说他悔改了吗？
Did he truly repent at that time?
他真的想悔改。
He wanted to bitterly.
他真的想重新再来。
He wanted to relive his life.
但是他就没有能力。
But he was weak.
他只好离开现场。
Only thing he could do was depart from the scene.
他不敢面对那个要为他钉十字架的耶稣。
For he dared not face the Christ that was about to be crucified for him.
他真的把脸捂起来，不敢看了。
He indeed covered his face.
他就出去了。
And went out.
他就痛哭了。
And cried bitterly.
他这个痛哭是带着忧伤的，他的痛哭是悔改的，但是他的痛哭呢，也是对自己的无奈。
His bitter cry was of sorrow and also feeling sorry for himself.
这时候他整个人崩溃了。
At that time, he was at the point of collapse.
所以他跑掉了。
So he ran.
他去哪里？
Where did he go?
我们不知道。
We do not know.
一个真正悔改的人不是这样子的，不是就走啦，就哭啦而已啊。
But a truly penitent man did not just run and cry.
一个真正悔改的人要面对现实。
A true penitent man will face reality.
重新再得到力量。
And regain the strength.
再次站起来。
And again, stand up.
真正悔改的人不是蹲在那里。
A truly penitent man will not just kneel there.
也不是出去痛哭跑掉就了事了。
Or resolve the matter simply by running away from it.
但是我们晓得彼得现在的痛哭是很痛苦的。
Well, we know indeed Peter was bitter.
幸好故事有下去了，继续有下去。
But thank God, the story does continue.
如果没有的话，就好像古希腊有没有？那个 Sophocles 他的一个作品叫做 The King of Oedipus 有没有知道吗
Or the story would be like Sophocles' work The King of Oedipus
Oedipus 应该是 Oedipus 然后呢他到最后结局是怎么样
What was his result?
这是人间的悲剧
It is indeed a sad ending
这是人间的事实啦
But it is a reality of life.
他到最后把自己眼睛挖起来。
In the end, he plucked out both of his eyes.
走出去了。
And walked away.
走向他的黑暗。
Walked away toward his darkness.
我们唱的是太阳出来。
Oftentimes, as the sun rises.
身体抖一抖，走向未来，走向人生的光明。
We stretch and we walk toward our bright future.
但是那个国王。
But that king.
他不敢面对现实。
He dared not face reality.
他也不能。
He could not either.
所以他把眼睛挖下来。
So he simply removed his eyes.
走向黑暗。
To walk toward darkness.
这时候呢，彼得跟那个差不多了。
Peter at this point was like him.
他出去了。
He went away.
痛哭了。
To wept bitterly.
跑去哪里我们不知道了。
And no one knew where he went.
在接下来，主耶稣就被戏弄了。
And then Jesus was mocked.
他不在。
And Peter was not present.
主耶稣被侮辱。
As Jesus was put to shame,
他不在。
He wasn't there.
主耶稣被鞭打。
As Jesus was whipped,
耶稣被钉十字架。
And crucified,
耶稣在十字架上哀大声哀哭的时候，他都不在。
And cried on the cross. All these, Peter was not present.
说勇敢的彼得，你在哪里
？So where are you, O brave Peter?
是不是人多的时候，大家在秀的时候，你也秀他一脚
？Is it because is it only when there are people around that you show yourself?
当耶稣正需要你的时候。你跑掉了。
But on the other hand, at the point when Jesus needs you the most, you run away.
你把这个教会当成什么
？What do you see this church as?
你把耶稣当成什么
？What do you think Christ is?
耶稣最需要你的时候，彼得不见了。
When Jesus needs Peter the most, he was not with him.
当耶稣在荣耀的时候
，When Jesus was in a glorious
state, 当耶稣在走海面的时候。
When Jesus was walking upon the sea,
他还想插一脚。
Peter wanted to be a part of it.
他总是在热闹的时候插一脚。
He always wanted to be a part of what's going on.
耶稣在最痛苦的时候，他跑去哪里了
？But where was Peter when Jesus was in pain?
耶稣也被埋葬了。
Jesus was buried.
在埋葬的时候，他没有份。
But Peter did not have any part in Jesus' burial.
所以，这就是我们的彼得了。
And this is Peter.
但是彼得虽然是这么软弱
，But although Peter was weak，
不要忘记我们主耶稣是慈爱的。
Do not forget that Jesus Christ is merciful.
你每次都有重新再来的开始。
You can always start anew.
但是你不可以每次都在那边软弱，在那边在软弱当中挣扎。
But you cannot always dwell in the struggle of weakness.
圣经说你不要让你的脚上无鞋，在那个耶利米书，就你要穿鞋子啦。
In the book of Jeremiah, it says, "Do not go without shoes on your feet."
就是要好行为啊。
That is, you must have good deeds wherever you go.
要福音的鞋，要神的平安。
We have to have the shoe of the gospel of peace.
我们是不是把鞋子放在教会里面
？Do we leave the shoes in church only?
放在那个信徒的前面。
Or leave it only in front of believers.
等到教会来的时候，穿上鞋子。
And when we come to the church, we put on our shoes.
回家之前呢，要把鞋子拖着放在会堂里面，跑回家了，赤脚光脚回去。
And before we leave the church, we take off our shoes and we go home with barefooted.
每天都这样子。每次都这样子。
We do this every time.
应该不是的啦。
We shouldn't do this.
这个彼得，重新要开始。
Peter wants to start a new life.
这样的一个可以被丢弃的这样的一个人，主耶稣还重新的交给他工作。
A person who should be forsaken, yet Christ used him.
我们知道就是在约翰福音里面。
And we can read this in the book of John.
约翰福音。二十一章
Book John chapter 21.
他们去捕鱼的时候，主耶稣来找他们。
As they went back fishing, Jesus came to look for them.
耶稣请他们吃早餐。
And Jesus gave them breakfast.
这是耶稣跟他们第三次的这个显现复活之后。
And this is the third time that Jesus appeared unto his disciples.
然后彼得，主耶稣在三次的问他，你是不是爱我？
And Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?"
第一次主耶稣问他说，你爱我比这些更深吗？
First time Jesus asked him, "Do you love me more than these?"
是十五节。
In verse 15.
所以说，你爱我比这些鱼、这些船更深吗？
Do you love me more than these fishes and the boats?
这一网鱼打了153条，你比爱我比这些你以前所放弃的这些还深吗？
Do you love me more than these 153 fishes, more than the career you used to have?
你以前曾经放弃的，现在你又重新把它捡回来。
What you have forsaken in the past, now you're regaining it.
你喜欢这些比我更深吗？
So do you truly love these more than you love me?
你爱秀比爱耶稣更深吗？
Do you like to show off more than you like Jesus?
你爱你的情欲比爱耶稣更深吗？
Do you love your lust more than you love Jesus?
你爱世界比爱耶稣更深吗？
Do you love the world more than you love Jesus?
好，再来就是说，你爱我比这些也可以指这些呢，也可以指着那些门徒。
And these can also refer to those disciples.
第三种。
Third type.
就是说，你爱我更深呢，还是门徒爱我更深
？So do you love me more than the disciples love me?
但是第一种的应该是最好的啦。
But the first interpretation must be the best one.
所以说这里问他三次。
Here Jesus asked Peter three times.
有很多的解释啦。
And there are many interpretations.
有人说什么爱不同啊
？Someone would say it's different kinds of love.
因为三次的爱用两个不同的字啊。
Because two different words in original text.
有人说他否认三次耶稣，耶稣也问他三次，让他问到不好意思。
Someone say that because Peter denied.Christ three times, Jesus wanted to embarrass him by asking him three times.
这样耶稣也太小气了，你把你的小气分给耶稣，这样不太好意思吗？
But this would neglect the greatness of Christ.
这样解释也不错了哈，听听也可以啊。
Well, this is an argument that we can listen to.
我倒不喜欢把耶稣当成那么小气鬼喝凉水，否认你三次，你就又问人家三次，以牙还牙嘛，这个。想想不太通，我从小时候就这样听的了。
But I believe Jesus to be more generous than this. He would not do an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
这里我要跟大家分享的，第一个，耶稣每次都问他，你爱我吗
？So what we can learn is every time Jesus asked him, "Do you love me?"
你是不是真爱耶稣
？Do we truly love Jesus?
有时候不是，我们是爱自己，再来爱耶稣的了。
Oftentimes we love ourselves first, and then we love Christ.
我们把爱耶稣当成一个幌子。就是当一个靶子。
We only use that as something we say. We only say that we love Christ.
耶稣要叫他工作。
Jesus wanted him to work.
耶稣没有问说, 你现在勇敢了吧?
Jesus did not say, are you courageous enough now?
你现在有能力了吧?
Do you have enough strength?
你现在有才能了吧?
Do you have enough gifts?
不是。
No.
爱。
But love.
爱是被托付的一个先决条件。
Love is the first requirement that we must have.
你没有爱的话, 其他的都不用讲。
But without love, we cannot do anything else.
再来，耶稣给他三样工作。
Then Jesus instructed him to do three things.
第一个就要喂养我的小羊。
First, to feed my lambs.
用喂的了。中国的母亲最伟大，追的小孩子，有时候我看到人家家哈，一个小孩子要喂一个多钟头，那孩子跑这，然后追到那里，啊，最后一口，最后一口，每次都最后一口。
And mothers indeed are loving. Every time they would feed their infant who run around, and every time she would say, oh, this is the last one, come on and feed it.
小孩子嘴巴张那么小，妈妈嘴巴说啊那么大了。我想说，如果相反的话，那一碗饭给他一口，妈妈一口就吃完了。但是哦，跑了半天。
And the kid would run around, and they would not open their mouth really wide, and the mother would say, ah, really big.
中国的母亲很伟大。
And indeed, Chinese mothers are great.
但是中国的小姐最幸福。
But it is the Chinese women who are the most blessed.
我不是说你们在德国哈。
I'm not talking about you, but I'm talking about in Germany.
那台湾去的留学生，这个也不会，那个也不会哦。啊，一会儿这里也哭，那里也哭，哎呦，实在是。
And when they study abroad in Germany, they did not understand this, they did not know that, and they would cry from here to there.
要搬个家，说行李也提不动，要人家。
And when they want to move, they cannot carry their own luggage and things like that, and they need other people to help them.
十几年前，我被两个德国的女孩子吓到。
About 10 years ago, I was frightened by two German women.
在搬家，三个中国人去抬一个冰箱，哈，抬得矮矮，男孩子哦。 两个德国女人，就搬上去了。
They were moving.
这事实啊，不夸张。
They were moving a refrigerator up the stairs, and I see three Chinese men struggling to get it up the stairs, but I see two German women just zoom it upstairs.
那中国的小姐就是，这里也不会，那里也不会，在家都妈妈做。
But for the Chinese, the women did not know how to do anything, so they had to rely on their mothers.
中国女孩子如果那个骑脚车爆胎了，不会说拜托听我说。<笑> And
the Chinese women, when they ride the bicycle and you know they have a flat tire, they wouldn't know what to do.
我讲是台湾的啦，大陆的很能干。And
I'm talking about the ones in Taiwan, because the ones from China, they know what to do.
德国女孩子她们就胎破了自己修，什么都自己来。And
in Germany,
我们从小就被妈妈，所以中国的妈妈最，也不知道最可怜，最伟大。
And in Germany,
什么都做。
The women can do it, you know, the women can do everything. So, you know, so we can see that Chinese mothers are, well, sort of pitiful, but they're also the greatest because they will do everything for you.
但很奇怪，中国女孩子没嫁以前什么都不会，嫁了之后什么都会了。
But amazingly, for Chinese women, before they get married, they cannot do anything, but after they get married, it seems that they can do everything.
所以是说你要喂养我的小羊。
Here Jesus said, to feed my lambs.
这个你要从那个喂小孩子的妈妈那边学到很多。
And this is what we can learn from a mother tending her child.
一两个小时，那真的是耐心啊。
Spending an hour or two just on feeding, that is patience.
我有时候看了自己都没耐心啊。 我不敢看了，哎呦！
And when I saw them feeding the children, you know, sometimes I get impatient.
因为那是小羊嘛。
Because they are little lambs.
再来就要牧养大羊了。
And then we must tend the sheep.
我亚伯，你现在妈妈在拿汤匙喂你吃，我看你眼泪都掉出来了。<笑>会哈，对呀、啊。不要喂嘛，拜托，我自己会吃啊。
And Albert, if your mom were to feed you every meal, what would you do?
就不要太啰嗦了。So,
we shouldn't say too much.
对不对？有时候不该你看的，你就不要看。So
what we should not see, we shouldn't see.
不该你讲，就不要讲。你好像很关心啊，哦，你关心小孩，小孩就不，那已经大人了。
And what we shouldn't say, we shouldn't say, because, you know,
这是主耶稣教彼得怎么来牧养教会的，不同的。
Because if the sheep is grown, you know, we should not be too, we shouldn't do too much.
所以第二次那羊是大羊，不是那小羊的。大羊你就让它自己去吃好了。
So the second time, it is a grown sheep, and we should allow the sheep to eat on their own.
如果很关心你现在，哦，大家排好，然后传道负责人这样每个人喂你们，我看受不了啊，受得了吗？
And it's just like, what if, you know, we have you lined up and all the church ministers feed you? Well, you know, can you stand
但是有时候大羊会生病。
But there are times when the adults will be sick.
当你真的生病的时候就要再喂了。
And when you're sick, we need people to feed us.
所以第三次要喂养我的羊。所以主耶稣是给他三种不同的情况，教导他不同的工作的内容。
So here is three different instructions that Jesus has for Peter.
所以这样的话要讲三次才讲得完嘛，所以只好问三次咯。
And because, you know, the instruction is long, that's why Jesus has to divide it into three times.
那谁叫他要三次否认主，所以刚好恰巧不是主耶稣报复心理要报复他三次，要问的他没话讲。
And who told Peter to deny Christ three times? It's just pure coincidence that Jesus has to ask Peter three times.
但是三对三讲起来还是蛮有趣的。
But it is after all interesting to see such coincidence.
但是我们看到这个彼得他是麻烦人物了。
But Peter indeed is troublesome.
所以耶稣在这里就跟他说你要怎样使荣耀神。
And here Jesus tells him how you should glorify God.
用死来荣耀神。
You should glorify God through your death.
这太冤枉嘛，对不对？
And perhaps you may see this to be a waste.
他说他要用死来荣耀神，他的愿望。
Oh.
他的 wish.
This should be his wish to die in the glory of Christ.
我们有时候在众人面前讲话讲很大声，私下可能不是这个意思啦。
And this is perhaps not to say that we're boastful in front of others.
这样光荣嘛。
Wouldn't this be a glorious thing to do?
表现你伟大嘛。
To show how great you are.
有时候你这样讲出来，神就说好吧，就让你这个样子了。
And a lot of times, you just say, then let it be done according to how you boast.
所以他说我要为你死，耶稣好吧，现在就让你死了。
In the past, Peter proclaimed that he shall die for Christ, and Jesus here says, then you shall.
但是还没死之前，你还是要做点工就是了。
But before you die, you still have to work. For the church.
并且到最后他的死是耶稣说带你自己你到别人要把你树上带你不愿意去的地方，所以到最后他可能私下想说还是不死好嘞，还是寿终正寝比较好，儿孙满堂这样也不错啊，何必那么辛辛苦苦凄凄惨惨呢？
And here Jesus says, and people will carry you to where you do not wish. Perhaps Peter is thinking in his heart that, you know, maybe it would be nice to have a family and have kids and live long.
但是神就用他的愿望来完成他的。
But God here wants to fulfill according to what Peter has said.
18-19
In verse 19.
耶稣讲了这话，就说你跟从我吧。
And after Jesus said that, he said, "Follow me."
跟从耶稣去死。
Follow Jesus unto death.
跟着耶稣去得人如得鱼。
Follow Jesus to be fishers of men.
这彼得他没有跟耶稣呢。
But Peter did not follow Christ.
20节。
In verse 20.
彼得马上转过身来，看见那个主所爱的门徒。
Then Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved.
彼得很喜欢作秀的人呢。
Peter was one who wants to show himself.
喜欢作秀的人总是喜欢人家看到他嘛。
And a show off who want people to see them.
这从古到现在都很一般人都是这样子的。
And this is what's been happening ever since the ancient days.
你打的板很漂亮，你讲说哦，这样子怎么见得人哈？你不是给特定人看的时候，给人家看嘛？你不是自己看呢、啊，对不对？
我们有。
你看得到你自己吗？很少了。你脸长得怎么样？你没有看清楚，你根本不知道。
When we adorn ourselves, is it for ourselves to see or for others to see?
总是给人家看。
We always want others to look at us.
那给人家看就是要看看别人有没有在看你、啊。
And they will want to notice if other people are watching us.
如果大家都不看你，你心里难过了。
And if no one is looking at us, then we will probably feel bad about it.
那彼得转过来看到别人呢、啊、
？And here Peter turned around to look at the other disciples.
这时候他可能有一点光荣的感觉，我要怎样使荣耀神？这个倒是不错。
And perhaps Peter wants to know if others are listening that he shall die in glory of Christ.
但是想到死，有点心里也悲伤悲伤的。
But to think of death, Peter was perhaps slightly afraid.
他看那个主所爱的门徒。
So he looked at the disciple whom Jesus loved.
这个主所爱的门徒从第一天一直跟到现在都没有讲过一句话，没有在公众里面的话，像彼得这样大声讲。
And since the first, from day one, this disciple whom Jesus loved never spoke of a word.
但是我们知道这个人呢没有名字。
But we know that although this disciple does not have a name.
这个人没有名字啊。主所爱的门徒是谁？
Who is he?
谁？
Was he?
啊？谁说约翰？圣经没有写，你自己发明的。
Who said it was John? Because the Bible does not say it. You should not.
真的，你看约翰福音你没有写。
You should not invent it on your own because the Bible did not say who this disciple was.
我从小人家告诉我是约翰啊。
When I was little, people told me that it should be John.
我在看圣经没有啊。
But when I looked at the Bible, I did not find such recording.
这是后来添上去的。
This is something that's been framed on by others.
那可能是啦哈。
Well, it probably is.
但圣经没有写说他是谁，有他特定的意思。
But there is a reason why in the Bible we do not see an explanation as to who this disciple was.
主所爱门徒只有记载在约翰福音里面。
And only in the book of John was the phrase the disciple whom Jesus loved recorded.
其他福音书找不到。
We cannot find such description in other gospel books.
主所爱的门徒跟彼得，你把它查考起来，在那约翰福音里面很相对的对比啊，两极端。
And throughout the book of John, we can see a vast contrast between Peter and the disciple whom Jesus loved.
一个很爱作秀、讲大话，但是做事被耶稣骂，然后，看起来好像很胆大，又是最胆小鬼。
One is a show off who likes to speak in front of others to glorify himself, who seemed to be brave and yet was a coward down inside.
这主所爱的门徒一路上静静默默的。
But on the other hand, the disciple whom Jesus loved was quiet throughout the whole journey.
都没有提他名字。
Never mention of his name.
他最勇敢。
But yet he was the bravest one.
跟耶稣最亲近。
He was one who was closest to Jesus.
他是在当时世界最有名。
And he was also the most well-known disciple at the time.
那个主所的门徒是大祭司所认识的。
Because he knew the high priest.
你们喜欢作秀，克林顿认识你们吗？
You would like, you know, some of us would like to show up, but do Clinton know you?
我想不太可能啊。Peter 认识你吗？我看你还没有到那种出名程度吧。
Peter, are you famous enough to know President Clinton?
你当然你认识他，但是他不认识你就是了。
Well, of course you know who he is, but he may not know who you are.
但是主所爱的门徒是大祭司所认识的。
But the disciple whom Jesus loved, high priest knows him.
他世界有名。
He was famous.
但是这对他来讲没有用的。
But to him, he did not see it as anything.
这个彼得呢？
What about Peter?
连一个死女都不认识他。
That even a little maid that did not know him.
他要进去那个大祭司院子是谁带他进去的，那个他不敢进去啊，站在门外啊，那个主所爱的门徒没有名字就把他带进去了。
When he was outside the court of the high priest, who was it that brought him, who was it that brought Peter into the court when Peter was afraid?
也可见这个主所爱门徒他不但是有名，并且你要说有够力的哈。譬如说你去看歌剧，你不用买票，你就带着人就进去，坐在最好位置，还得了你？可是那里面的那个什么，经纪人啊。
And in a sense, this disciple whom Jesus loved had a very good PR, and he can go into anywhere he wants. So he was able to go into the courtyard of the high priest, and he was eventually able to bring Peter in there as well.
所以这样的一个门徒没有名字。
But such a disciple, his name was not mentioned throughout the Bible.
我常在想哈，就看这个。我现在一想起我以前在台湾教的宗教教育，里面有一个学生，我最头痛，大家都很头痛。但是我一想到他，想到以前啊，就想到他的名字呢也都不会忘。我虽然说很不值得，这个人实在是一直站在我的头脑里面。
And there's this. student of mine while I was teaching religious education, and he was also, he was always the troublemaker, and his name kept on getting stuck in my brain, and I can't get rid of it.
丑人作怪常常出名啊。
And an evildoer or a busybody, his name is, will always remain in your heart, in your brain.
那我想起来，那一班二三四个，有几个很好的，比较安静的。哎呀，真很抱歉，名字忘了。But
I knew some of my students were indeed devout and good, but you know those are the names that I forget.
但想到他们，心里是温暖的。But
when I think of them, my heart is warm.
甜甜的。It
is sweet.
想到那坏的，心是激动的。
And when I think of the more naughty ones, I get
名字是很响亮的。
I get aroused, and his name is always in my brain.
好，所以这时候没有名字，不一定就是说不好了。But
it is not to say that it's bad that his name was not clarified.
但是天国有名。
Because in heaven, his name shall be there.
这彼得老是看别人。
Peter always looks at others.
看到主所爱的门徒也跟着了。
And he saw that the disciple whom Jesus loved was following.
爱管闲事了。
And he was not minding his own business.
他们说，这个人要以后怎么样？
And what should become of this person?
说，他是不是跟我一样死啊？
Peter was thinking, the disciple whom Jesus loved die with me too?
还是死得惨一点？
Or would he have a more bitter death?
他肯跟耶稣一样被钉十字架，这个人是不是被？And
if Jesus was to be crucified, would they peel his skin off?
或是他被剁成肉酱？
Or would they chop him in pieces?
或是呢，他以后根本就不值得为耶稣死，来荣耀神。
Or would he not be worthy to die for Christ?
耶稣这时候很生气啊。
At this time, Jesus was angry.
耶稣很少这么生气骂人啊。
Angry rarely chastised people out of anger.
耶稣气到他讲这个话，说我若要等到我来的时候，跟你何干呢？
But he was very upset, and he said, if I will that he remain till I come, what is it to you?
神说我若要，神有他自己的旨意啊，你不要替神做主张。
We have to know that God has his plans, we should not plan for God.
跟你何干，跟你没有关系了。
What is it to you, what God decides to do?
你不是真正的关心了。
Because you're not the key point.
你是好奇吗？
You don't do it out of care, you do it out of curiosity.
你是比较吗？
You're doing it out of competitive comparison.
跟你没有关呢。It
has nothing to do with you.
最后，主耶稣补上一句。
And finally, Jesus said.
也是最重要的。
And most importantly.
你跟从我吧。
Just follow me.
每个人，神有给我们每个人的他的旨意。
Every one of us has a unique set of instructions from God.
我们每个人有神要给我们的工作。
We have our own tasks.
你把你自己的先做好。
As long as we finish our duties.
常常你自己做不好，耶稣叫你跟他，你根本没跟他，只是看别人。
Because oftentimes we do not finish our own duties and we only look at others.
这样就管得太多了。
And we cannot follow Christ, we become a busybody.
所以主耶稣说，你跟从我吧。
So Jesus said, you follow me.
所以一路上这个彼得被耶稣一路上骂到底的，当我们听起来是他话最多的。
So we can see from the beginning to the end, it was Peter whom Jesus chastised, and he was also the one that had the most to say.
这样看起来很风光吗?
Is this glorious?
对世界上的人来讲是好像很风光啊，都是他来讲话。
In the eyes of men, perhaps Peter was glorified because he had so much to say.
但是这些东西都会过去的。
But all these shall pass away.
他这些话，因为彼得所讲的都，耶稣。
Because whatever Peter say, Jesus rebuked him back.
我们在人世上也是一样的，人间。
Likewise, among brothers and sisters and among people.
你很喜欢讲话吗？
Do we like to talk?
你是讲什么话？
What do we say?
当你讲的不中听的，不是真正 有造就的话，会都流失在空那个时空里面。
And if we simply fill time with vain sayings.
然后，但是这主说阿赖门徒他的这个见证一直留到现在。
Nonetheless, the testimony of the disciple whom Jesus loved remain with us today.
所以主替他们代祷。
Jesus prayed for them.
他们现在要渐渐的回来了。
So they began to return.
一刚开始他们还是害怕，躲在房间里面。
In the beginning, they were afraid. They hid in the house.
但是我们知道，最关键的就是五旬节圣灵降下。
Well, we know the turning point is the day of Pentecost.
五旬节降下的彼得就跟以前不一样了。
It was only after the day of Pentecost that Peter truly changed.
我们现在都得到圣灵了。
We have all received the Holy Spirit.
我们怎么没有彼得的样子呢？
How come we don't see the renewed Peter in us?
我们可能还要再被圣灵大大充满。
Perhaps we still need to seek after the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
经过五旬节之后的彼得。
The Peter after the day of Pentecost.
他站起来了。
Stood up.
被圣灵充满的人都站起来。
Those who are filled with the Holy Spirit may stand up.
这第二章的十四节。
In verse 14 of Acts chapter 2.
这是一个不同的时代了。
This shall be a new time.
彼得和十一个使徒站起来了。
Well, Peter stood up among the eleven.
高声说了。
Raised his voice and said.
他不再是软弱躺在那里睡觉的彼得了。
This Peter is no longer the one who's weak, who is asleep.
他现在不是大声在那边自豪的彼得了。
This is not the Peter who boasts aloud.
他得圣灵之后站起来。
After receiving the Holy Spirit, Peter stood up.
高声讲的是一篇。在五旬节之后的第一场的布道大会。
And raised his voice to deliver the first evangelical sermon after the day of Pentecost.
他在这里，你把这个第二章使徒行传第二章十四节以下，把那圣经节，他引用的圣经节把它拿掉，其实他们自己没有讲几句话。
But if you scrutinize the sermon that Peter gave after verse 14, and you take out the words that are spoken by God.Then he really did not say anything out of his own.
真正被圣灵充满的彼得讲的完全是神的话。
The Peter who was filled with the Holy Spirit, whatever he said was the word of God.
讲话才是感动的。
And so his sermon touched people.
如果你用你的聪明讲一些话，只是娱乐人呢？
If you only speak out of your own wisdom, then you're only entertaining.
就说彼得有圣灵充满感动的。
But Peter was moved by the Holy Spirit.
第三章之后，他们就行了第一件的神迹了。
And after chapter 3, they performed the first miracle.
就是有记载的，在这之前已经有行过神迹了，这明了记载。
And this is the first recorded miracle.
第四章遇到困难。
In chapter 4, they received trials.
被下到监狱里面去了。
They were imprisoned.
第五章。
In chapter 5.
神给他们有审判的权柄。
God gave them the authority to judge.
一个班上一百个人，每个人都考一百分。
If there are 100 people, 100 students in the class, and everyone received
你是一百零一个，你考六十分。
And if you're the 100 first student and you score 160, you score 60.
好像不及格啦。
Then perhaps you failed the course.
在那个很严厉的时代里面，就是大家都很洁净的时候，有一个不洁净。
That is to say that among everyone who was holy, there was just one unholy person.
这就是亚拿尼亚，这是使徒时代不洁的开始了。
And Ananias began the unholiness within church.
就是欺骗。
Which is lie.
我在想，若用这个标准放在我们身上，我们一个每。我们常可能教会不晓得天天就有人那个有告别式啊。
And if we place a stern requirement on ourselves based on this, perhaps every day we'll be singing farewell songs to our brothers and sisters. 啊，
讲如果把这个标准放到现在，我看那些长职负责忙死了，天天有告别式，这样就死掉了。
And if this standard was applied to our church today, perhaps the ministers would be busy holding memorial services.
他们还是把财产卖了。
But look at what the disciples did back then. They sold everything.
偷偷留一点而已。
Ananias and Sapphira, they kept back some.
用自己的私心撒一点小谎啊。
And with their own selfishness, they lie a little bit.
我们骗过多少？
How many times have we lied?
我们装假过几次？
How many times have we faked?
我们可能要死过好几次了。
Perhaps we should have died many deaths.
感谢神啊，神还是让我们留下来。
But thank God, He has kept us.
神还是爱我们。
For after all, God still loves us.
神还会继续爱我们。
And God will continue to love us.
但是我们不可以因为这样子就欺负神了。
But we should not take advantage of this.
感觉神好欺负，你就继续欺负他。
And we take advantage of the love of Christ.
这样不是太没有良心吗？
Will this not be against our conscience?
有一天你要有一个终结吧。
We should make an end one day.
那在经过之后，他们就被抓了。
And then they were captured.
也是神的带领，又把他们放出来。
But it was because of the guidance of God that they were able to be released from prison.
那我们现在来看看彼得他们宣道工作。
Now let us take a look at the evangelism of Peter.
彼得跟保罗是相反的。
Peter and Paul went their own different ways.
使徒行传4章13节说他们是无血小民。
In the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 13, it says that they are unlearned disciples.
我们圣经是这样子的，你不会说，哎呀，彼得是无血小民，所以我们大家都变成无血小民，才能够像彼得。
And we should not say that because Peter was unlearned at the time that we should also be like him.
不对的。
This is wrong.
彼得是彼得。
Peter is after all Peter.
我们每个人神有跟每个人的工作跟每个人的处境。
For each and every one of us live in our own unique surroundings and have our own duties.
彼得神在他既有的根基，用他的人，用他的个性来造就他。
And Jesus cultivated Peter according to his own character.
我们每个人有从神领受不同的恩赐。
Likewise, each and every one of us receive our own unique gift from God.
无学小民是彼得，他本来就是这样子。
An untrained man like Peter, that's the way he was.
无学小民不等于有神的能力。
To be uneducated and untrained doesn't mean to have the power of God.
但是无学小民也不是说你无学小民就断绝了神的能力，也不是这样子。
But to be uneducated and untrained doesn't mean that we will block the power of God.
无学小民是现象，不是本质，不要搞错。
It is only a characteristic. It is not the essence.
最主要的能力来源是神。
Because the power comes from God.
所以，无论你是无学的小民，或是像保罗，保罗他是官方的人，都是同官方的人的那个讲的话。
He was not like Paul, who was of a royal descent, and he speaks more diligently.
官方的人对彼得说你是无学小民，但是那个官方的国王对保罗说你学问太大了，真是他学问大。In
the eyes of the politicians or those of high status, Peter was an unlearned and uneducated person, but Paul was one who had too much knowledge and was too intellectual.
重要的不是无学小民或是 学问太大，不是这个，这都不是最主要关键。
What is important is not whether you have a lot of knowledge or intellect.
所以我们不要把那个你的 focus， 不要把你的焦点放在这个上面。
So do not place the focus upon this criteria.
不要说啊，因为他是无学小民，所以大有大能力了。
Do not say it is because he was an unlearned and uneducated person. That's why God gave him a lot of power.
那因为他学问很大，所以他才有能力了，都不对的。
Or that because he had a lot because he was an intellectual, that's why he has a lot of power. This is wrong too.
无学小民也不是光荣啊。
To be uneducated is not a glorious thing.
那学问很大也不是什么可以炫耀的啦。
But to be an intellectual is nothing you can be boastful of either.
不要把这个抬起来，像说无学小民就伟大。
Do not glorify this or elevate this as it is good to be uneducated.
这好久以前有说。 现在没有了，以前就说不要让小孩子去念书，不然的话他们会离开正道。离开正道不是有没有念书，神用你不是说你是无学小民或是学问大，这个没有关系的。
There was a saying that, you know, do not allow your young to be educated because they would depart from the truth.
最主要接下来就说因为他们跟过耶稣。
But what's important is here that they have been with Jesus in verse 13.
你是不是跟过耶稣?
Have we truly been with Jesus?
这最重要的。
This is what we need to examine upon.
好，时间到，虽然没有打钟，已经超过两分钟，对不起啊，一起默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray silence.